Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Welcome in, everybody. It's live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns varsity basketball at George Ranch High School. We welcome in any of our listeners or all of our listeners from the Clute area trying to get, I got a little distracted there. We got the score from the freshman game. We'll pass those along to you in just a moment. And if you're listening to us as a fan of the Brazoswood Lady Bucks, welcome in. Try to call a good game for you this evening on GRHS iRadio. I'm Tom Tirando. The Lady Bucks from Brazoswood High School down in Clute are in the building to play the Lady Longhorns. George Ranch, 24-5 overall, 6-1. And in second place in 23-6A women's basketball. On the other side, 9-22 for Brazoswood, 2-6. They are tied for fifth place in 23-6A play. Other games tonight in 23-6A women's basketball, Hastings is at Elsick. Hastings 14-17. Elsick 1-20. Pearland is at Taylor this evening. 18-10. Pearland Lady Oilers playing the Taylor High School Lady Lions at 11-12. And of course, our game and the other two games that we mentioned are all 7 o'clock tip-offs, as is the custom in 23-6A basketball. Dawson has the night off in a league with 7 teams. Somebody gets the night off each and every time they play. Tonight it is Dawson. It is fan appreciation night here at George Ranch High School. Coach Pierce is on the PA now. All the Lady Longhorns basketball players lined up at on this side of the court, and a very special someone who represents their family is on the other side of the gym, and now they're all heading over and presenting those fans with carnations as appreciation for coming out on Tuesdays and Friday nights, both here at George Ranch and on the road for the Lady Longhorns to support this ball club, and a very good one at that this year at 24-5. And in second place, they suffered their first loss, did the Lady Longhorns, last Friday night down in Pearland, 51-31, a 20-point loss for a team that was 6-0 in league play before that one got underway down in Pearland. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more from George Ranch. Talk about the boys' games going on in 23-6A basketball, and also give you the starting lineups. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolden. We're about 10 minutes away from tip-off tonight. Brazoswood Lady Buccaneers are here to play the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch High School. As promised, here's the slate of games tonight in boys basketball in 23-6A. Elsick is at Hastings this evening. Aleaf Taylor at Pearland. George Ranch is down in Clute playing the Buccaneers of Brazoswood. And Dawson is at Strake Jesuit. And, of course, all of those are 7 o'clock tip-off times this evening in boys basketball. Let's go through 23-6A women's basketball. Pearland on top of the district at 7-1, 18-10 overall. George Ranch is next, second place, 6-1, 24-5 on the season. Dawson, 6-2, 19-12. Aleaf Taylor, 3-3, 11-12. Brazoswood, 2-6, tied with Hastings at 2-6. Brazoswood 9-22 for the season. Hastings 14-17. And Elsick is 0-7, 1-20. Overall, those are the standings in 23-6A girls basketball. On the men's side, Pearland on top of that league as well, 7-0, 26-1 overall. Elsick, second place, 6-1, 16-11. George Ranch in third place, 5-2, 13 up, 12 down for the Longhorns. Hastings, 4-3, 15-9 overall. Dawson, 3-4, 13-14 on the season. Strake Jesuit, 2-5, 7-18 on the season. Brazoswood, 1-6, 14-13 overall. And Aleaf Taylor, 0-7 in district play, and 5-21 overall. This will be district game number 8 for George Ranch. They play 12 on Friday. They'll be at Hastings High School next Tuesday night at Taylor High School. Next Friday, back here for Parents' Night and Senior Night versus the Dawson Lady Eagles at George Ranch. And 2 weeks from yesterday, that'd be February 11th, they'll conclude their 23-6A 2019-2020 season at the Elsick Lady Rams. And then we'll see how the district standards stack up, and we'll match up with 24-6A for by-district play and the UIL playoffs for another season. Kind of surprising, but that is on top of us again. We're already talking about playoffs. The men's team has 6 more games remaining on their schedule. They'll play an additional week past the girls' schedule, as the schedule is staggered. So at the end of the season, the playoffs aren't on top of each other as well. So the Longhorns will play through the week of February 18th, and then they'll match up with 24-6A to find out who's going to play whom in by-district play. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. We'll be right back.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off of the Brazoswood Lady Bucks and George Ranch High School and the Lady Longhorns. I want to add a live tag to both of those commercials you heard. First, the Fort Bend Herald. We like to call that the best deal in America. It's $9 a month for six-day home delivery. And once you activate your subscription, you get the Herald online version absolutely free. It's the Fort Bend Herald, $9 a month for six-day home delivery and access to the online paper as well for no extra cost. And you can sign up and subscribe to the Herald by going to Fort Bend Herald, fbherald.com. And the other commercial you heard was the Longhorn Yearbook. It's our 2020 10th anniversary legacy yearbook. If you're a fan of the Longhorns, a student, a faculty member, in the community and you want a yearbook, go to balfour.com, balfour.com. You can order your yearbook, order any of the accessories. If you're a senior or the parent or relative of a senior at George Ranch High School, you can also place an order for a senior tribute ad in our 2020 yearbook. You can do that at balfour.com as well. We are very excited about that yearbook this year. It comes out in May. Be delivered right to your student at George Ranch High School in mid-May, and a lot of special things in that 10th anniversary yearbook. And you can get one of your very own at balfour.com. All right, back to basketball. The Lady Buccaneers from Brazoswood High School, 9-22 overall, 2-6, and tied for fifth place in 23-6A. Here are the starting five for Brazoswood. A sophomore guard, Macy Legier. A freshman guard, Emaya Jackson. A sophomore guard, Haley Williamson. a senior guard, Natalie Sigler, and a freshman forward, Reagan Blank. Macy Legier, Emiah Jackson, Haley Williamson, Natalie Sigler, and Reagan Blank, the starting five for Doug Watson's Lady Buccaneers, traveling up from Clute tonight to play George Ranch. On the other side of the scorebook, here are the starting five for the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch High School. A 5'5 senior, Jaden Dunn. 5'8 junior, Emilian Fowler. A 5'6 sophomore, Rachel Okoye. A 5'10 senior, Izzy Little. And a 5'9 junior, Gabby Owens. Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Rachel Okoye, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch High School. Shalisha Pierce's crew trying to get win number 7 in the district and win number 25 on the season against just 5 losses. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have our national anthem and be ready for basketball. All right, our PA announcer minus a microphone is giving the starting lineups. And while he's doing that, we'll throw some numbers at you from both clubs and get an idea of each of these ball clubs. First of all, for the visiting Lady Bucks, they average 38.9 points a game, field goal percentage is 29%. When they're shooting from three-point range, they make one out of every four. 50% from the free throw line. They turn the ball over an average of 25 times per game, and they pull down close to 31 rebounds a game, 30.8 to be exact. That is some of the statistical information about the Lady Bucks. On the other side of the book, for George Ranch and the Lady Longhorns, they average 55.8 points per game. Field goal percentage is 40%. And just like the Lady Bucks, George Ranch, when shooting from beyond the arc, make one out of every 24%, so just a little bit under one out of every four. Free throw percentage for George Ranch, 57%. They turn the ball over 17.9 times per game and take down 34.5 rebounds per game. Those are some numbers for George Ranch. The last game the Lady Longhorns played, they lost to Pearland, as we told you earlier, 51-31. Their next game is Friday night at Hastings High School. For the Lady Bucks, they have a little bit of momentum coming into tonight's game. They beat Hastings 43-35. Their next game is Friday night. They will host Alief Taylor. Longhorns looking to make it a program sweep here tonight. The freshman game, George Ranch won 49-7. And the JV game, also a Longhorn winner, 42-36. So 49-7 freshman, 42-36 JV. And we're about ready to tip off in the varsity game. Reagan Blank, a freshman forward, in the circle to tip things off with Emilian Fowler. Ready at the scorer's table, ready with the referees. Ball is in the air and tipped back into the hands of the Longhorns at 7:07. To Rachel Okoye at the far side. Longhorns moving right to left in the first half. On your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet. Drive on the basket, and that is good by Izzy Little to open the game. 2-0, George Ranch. A steal and a lay-in by Rachel Okoye. First turnover of the night goes to the Bucks. And the Longhorns turn it into a basket. Kind of a moderate press put on by George Ranch. And the Bucks get it over the timeline. Three-pointer on its way from outside by Emiah Jackson. That's off the rim. And the lay-in at the other end is no good. Put back by Okoye. Check that, Emilian Fowler. Also no good, but a foul. Like a turnover. Call that a foul. One turnover apiece for the clubs. Ball is poked away from Emiah Jackson and out of bounds. So the Lady Bucks will inbound right under their own basket. 4-0, George Ranch. Baskets by Izzy Little and Rachel Okoye on a turnover for the Longhorns. Three-pointer on the way, and the bank shot is good from way outside by Reagan Blank. 4-3. And as I say that, the Longhorns score. Jaden Dunn with the basket. Here in the corner to Haley Williamson. She drives a baseline. Tries to get it around to a teammate. Ball intercepted by Jaden Dunn to Rachel Okoye. Rachel lays it up and in. 4 points for Okoye. And the lead is 5-8-3. Just 6 minutes now to play in the first quarter. Down low to Reagan Blank. Put up the shot. No good. Kicks out the rebound. Three-pointer on the way. That one is off the mark by Natalie Sigler. And a tie-up for the basketball, and the award goes to George Ranch. Third turnover of the night for the Lady Bucks. George Ranch with one. Jaden Dunn with the right-hand dribble across midcourt in the corner to Okoye. Back out to Jaden Dunn. Around, this time Izzy Little. Left-handed jump shot from the free throw line is good for Izzy Little. She has 4 points and it's 10-3. Ball thrown down court, too high and too far for Emiah Jackson, and it goes out of bounds. Again, a turnover for the Bucks. We told you in the pregame they turn the ball over an average of 25 times a game. Into Jaden Dunn in the corner, down on the baseline. Now to Gabby Owens. She drives on the basket, has that one tipped partially. It's off the glass into the hands of Natali Sigler. Sigler out top, guarded by Izzy Little. Over here to Macy Legere. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Jaden Dunn. So the Bucks will inbound right in front of the Longhorn bench. Macy Legere with the basketball now gives the three-pointer a try. And that's off the mark. Rebound ahead to Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Okoye on the baseline. Kind of a wraparound pass to Izzy Little. Now back out top to Jaden Dunn to start things over again. 10-3, George Ranch, 4:25 left in the first quarter. To Fowler, carries the ball on her hip. No call there. Gets it down to Gabby Owens, who gets her first basket of the night. It's 12-3. Again, a moderate press put on just by Emilian Fowler as she chases the ball. Now the Lady Bucks across the timeline. Macy Legere works on Jaden Dunn. Now has the ball knocked around. Legere and Dunn fight for the ball on the ground. The possession arrow goes to the Lady Bucks. They'll inbound right in front of us here at George Ranch. Longhorns moving right to left. As we told you earlier in the first half, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, three-pointer on the way. That one hits the rim, goes up over the backboard and out of bounds. Polly Sigler, the senior from the far corner, can't get that one to drop. George Ranch now down to Fowler in the left corner. She finds Izzy Little on the baseline. Little can't do anything with the basketball. Back out top to Rachel Okoye. Okoye to Fowler. Little shovel pass to Izzy Little. Left-hand jump shot, no good from the corner. Rebound taken down by Tally Montellano. In the ball game, she's a junior for Brazoswood, is Montellano. And the three-pointer is good by Macy Legere. Two three-pointers, all the scoring for the Lady Bucks. Driving on the baseline is Emilian Fowler. Personal foul whistled against Natali Sigler, her first. At the free throw line, Emilian Fowler. 44% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark. Checking in, Savannah Velasquez. Checking out, Rachel Okoye. And Izzy Little is out. Let's see who else has come in for George Ranch. Looks like Jasmine Howard. Second free throw by Fowler is off the mark, but George Ranch retains possession of the basketball. Into the corner. And a ball thrown away, intercepted nicely by the Lady Bucks. Picked off by Natali Sigler. Sigler works on Jaden Dunn. To Legere. Legere just outside the lane. Decides to kick it out top to Lizelle Gonzalez. And a foul is called on Jaden Dunn, her first. At the free throw line, Natalie's 55% free throw shooter through 31 games. First free throw is good. Sigler has two more coming. He was fouled beyond the arc. Second one, good as well. 12-8, George Ranch by four. Third free throw on its way and good again. All three free throws dropped in by Natali Sigler. 12-9. Longhorns done with the basketball cross-court pass to Savannah Velasquez. Cross-court again to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound. Haley Williamson. Check that. Rebound to Natali Sigler. Drive on the basket. A little running layup attempt by Lizelle Gonzalez. That's off the mark. Ball rebounded by the Lady Bucks. Shot attempt is off the mark. But again, they get the rebound. Three-pointer from Sigler is no good. But a putback by Macy Legere is good. And a foul. Whistled against Gabby Owens, her first. At the free throw line, trying to convert on the three-point play and tie the ball game up is Legere, and she can't do that. The ball is off to the left. Rebound, Emilian Fowler. Now into the hands of Anna Velasquez on the left side. Minute and a half left to play in the first quarter. Longhorns lead by one, 12-11. Three-pointer on the way is good by Emilian Fowler. So that one-point lead is now back up to four, 15-11. Lady Bucks break the press. Ball to Tally Montellano. Montellano over to Sigler. Sigler, little handoff to Gonzalez. Now back to Sigler, three-pointer on the way, no good. That one off the glass into the hands of Emilian Fowler. To Velasquez around the horn to Jaden Dunn on the left side. Savannah Velasquez right inside the lane, took a great pass, couldn't get it to drop. The putback attempt by Jasmine Howard is no good. She is fouled by Emiah Jackson, her first. At the free throw line, Jasmine Howard, a 63% free throw shooter. First one on the way and good from Jasmine Howard. 16-11, Longhorn lead. Knocked back up to five. Second free throw is good as well. Jasmine Howard with a couple free throws. Now inside 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Over on the far side to Natali Sigler, to Legere. Back out to Sigler, three-pointer is good. Natali Sigler with six. 17-14, Savannah Velasquez on the far side. To Howard, back to Velasquez, drives along the baseline, puts it up, no good. Yeah, Bud gets her own rebound, dishes it over to Jada Howard, who's in the ball game now. She lays it up and in. 19-14, 5 seconds left. Bucks throw that one away. Their sixth turnover of the night, the Longhorns with two. Ball inbounded to Velasquez. She tries the right side, little running attempt is no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Longhorns 19, Bucks 14. We'll be right back. We'll have more Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRS.
All right, here's scoring from the first quarter for George Ranch. 4 points apiece, Rachel Okoye and Izzy Little. 3 points, Emilian Fowler on a three-pointer. And then 2 points apiece for Jaden Dunn, Gabby Owens, Jada Howard, and a couple free throws by Jasmine Howard. Two turnovers for George Ranch in the first quarter. On the other side of the scorebook, Natali Sigler, 6 points on a three-pointer and three free throws. 5 points, Macy Legier, and a three-pointer by Reagan Blank. Six turnovers total for the Bucks. Shot put up at the far end by George Ranch, no good, but then stolen away by Izzy Little into the hands of Jada Howard on the right baseline, rather. Now a tie-up in the George Ranch end of Longhorns gym here. And the award goes to the Bucks. 19-14, Longhorns by five. Ball to Haley Williamson. She drives the lane and can't do anything with it. And the ball is pushed out of bounds by Reagan Blank. Second turnover here of the early part of the second quarter. Longhorns just with two on the evening. Eight for the box. And driving on the left side, Rachel Okoye. Rachel with 6 points this evening. Longhorn lead pushed up to seven. And a tie up here. This time the award's going to go to George Ranch. Jaden Dunn, Gabby Owens come in. And the Howard twins leave the court. Inbound to Rachel Okoye. Rachel walks the ball across half court. Now the give out to Jaden Dunn. Jump shot from the right wing, no good. It was an air ball. Okoye takes it. The turnaround jumper is good for Rachel. She's got 8 points here through the first quarter and the early part of quarter number two. Legier now tied up by Okoye. And the turnover, number 10 for the Bucks. There was no penetration, no effort to move the ball into the zone. And that's a turnover. Actually, Jasmine Howard is still on the court. It's Jasmine Howard, Izzy Little, Rachel Okoye, Gabby Owen, and Jaden Dunn out on the court for George Ranch. To Macy Legier. Legier looking for someone to pass to, and she has the ball knocked away, stolen by Izzy Little. Good hands there by Izzy Little. Jump shot from the left wing by Jasmine Howard, no good. Rebound Jaden Dunn. 5:48 to play in the second quarter. Longhorns lead by 9, 23-14. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando, and if you're listening to us from Clute tonight, your Brazoswood Lady Buccaneers are down by 9 with about 5:20 left in the second quarter. Jaden Dunn on the left side towards the baseline, puts up the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Macy Legier, sophomore across midcourt. The pass to Haley Williamson. Williamson drives inside the lane, and she's tripped by Jasmine Howard. Jasmine's first personal foul. Savannah Velasquez checks in. Jasmine Howard checks out. Timeout, George Ranch. Take a quick break with them. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
5:07 left in the second quarter. Longhorns lead 23-14. Lady Longhorns looking for win number 25 on the season and win number 7 in district. On the other side, Lady Bucks want to pick up their 10th win and their third victory in district. See how that turns out at the end of the evening. Macy Legere gets it in to Natalie Sigler. Three-pointer on the way. Rims in and out. Gabby Owens with the rebound. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez to Jaden Dunn. To the right side, and Rachel Okoye down low to Gabby Owens. Owens turns, and nice jump shot along the baseline from Gabby Owens. 25-14, Longhorns by 11. Drive on the basket by Emiah Jackson. And she can't get that one to drop. But a foul whistled against Gabby Owens on the putback attempt. Check that. It was not a shooting foul. But a foul nonetheless on Gabby Owens. Now to Haley Williamson. She drives down the lane. A little running jump shot is good by Haley Williamson. 25-16. Around to Jaden Dunn. Dunn cross court to Velasquez. Velasquez is fouled along the baseline. Foul against the Buccaneers. Haley Williamson, her first. Again, a non-shooting foul. So the Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Rachel Okoye will do that to Jaden Dunn in the left corner. Out top to Velasquez. Takes a few dribbles and puts a shot up. No good. Rachel Okoye with the rebound. She retreats to the right corner and then dishes it off to Jaden Dunn out top. Dunn to Okoye to Izzy Little along the baseline. Left-handed jump shot. No good. Put back. Rolls around on the rim and off. Rebound taken down by Emiah Jackson. Here come the Lady Bucks, and Tally Sigler is tied up out top by Okoye. Gets a pass now to Macy Legere. Legere drives, has the ball knocked away from her. 11 turnovers now against the Bucks. At the far end, a little layup by Jada Howard is good. She did not put up the original shot. Got the rebound. Put it back in. 27-16. Longhorns by 11. To Jackson. Jackson in the lane. A little bit too hard. Off the rim. Off the backboard. And into the hands of Jada Howard. She dishes it ahead to Rachel Okoye. Walks across midcourt. To Izzy Little. Cross court to Okoye, who saves it from going out of bounds, to Velasquez, to Jaden Dunn on the right wing. Dunn, a couple backwards dribbles to check things out a little better. Now back to Jaden Dunn, jump shot put up, and the rebound is in the hands of Callie Montellano. Foul whistled against the Longhorns. Jada Howard, her first. .235 left before halftime. Over to Lizelle Gonzalez. Gonzalez to Natalie Sigler. Three-pointer put up. No good. Rebound. Amelia Fowler, and she has it taken away from her at the far end. Third turnover of the night for George Ranch. Ahead to Jackson. She can't get the layup to drop, but Tally Montellano with the putback. Her first 2 points of the night, 27-18. Longhorns lead by nine. Down low to Howard. Howard to Okoye, to a million Fowler, who lays it up and in. A million Fowler with 5 points on the night. Bumps the Longhorn lead back up to 11, 29-18. Three-pointer on the way. Air ball. Macy Legere's put back is no good. Into the hands of the Longhorns. And George Ranch throws it out of bounds. Here come the Lady Bucks, Macy Legere. Pass ahead to Lizelle Gonzalez. And that one is interrupted. The pass taken away by Jasmine Howard. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez, who lays it in, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Emiah Jackson, her second. Velasquez at the free throw line trying to convert on the three-point play. Savannah, a 43% free throw shooter. That one bounds away, but into the hands of George Ranch. In the game now for George Ranch, 5'6 senior Tiffany Hinojosa. Down low and a putback, or put in rather, by Jasmine Howard. Izzy Little found her down near the basket inside 50 seconds to play. Out top, three-pointer on the way from Natalie Sigler. Off the mark. Rebound to Velasquez. Velasquez way beyond the top of the key. She sets things up in the corner to Jasmine Howard. She puts up the one-hander. No good. Off the rim, and referee says last touch by the Longhorns. Five turnovers for George Ranch. They lead by 15, 33-18. And down low to Reagan Blank. She puts up the shot. No good, but she's fouled by Izzy Little, her first. At the free throw line, Reagan Blank, a 31% free throw shooter. First shot is up and good by Reagan, her fourth point of the night. She hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. Now waiting on that second shot while the Longhorns get ready outside the lane. Now everybody's ready. Free throw on its way. That one was halfway down the cylinder and bounced out. Shot put up by Jackson. That's no good. But a good pass down low to Macy Legere. She lays it up and in. 33-21, 12-point lead by George Ranch. Down low to Jada Howard on a good pass from Jaden Dunn, but she's fouled down low close to the basket. Raven Jackson picks up the personal foul. Jada Howard at the free throw line. Jada with 4 points. Make that five as the first one goes in. Second one on its way off the iron. And kicks off to the left. Longhorns had it for a minute, and then it was taken away by the Bucks. And we are at halftime. Lady Longhorns from George Ranch, 34. And the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood, 21. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
It's halftime at George Ranch High School. Lady Longhorns 34 and the Lady Bucks 21. Here's the scoring. Rachel Okoye leads all scorers on the court at the moment with 8. 5 points apiece for Emilian Fowler and Jada Howard. 4 points apiece for Izzy Little, Gabby Owens, and Jasmine Howard. And a basket by Savannah Velasquez and Jaden Dunn. That's the 34 points put on the board so far by George Ranch. They have 5 turnovers at halftime. Leading scorer for the Lady Bucks, Macy Legere, the sophomore guard with 7. 6 points, Natalie Sigler. 4 points, Reagan Blank. And a basket apiece for Tally Montellano and Haley Williamson. 21 points scored through half at George Ranch. 5 turnovers for the Lady Longhorns and 13 for the Lady Bucks here at halftime. See if we can update some scores both in men's and women's basketball in 23-6A. Many of these games are not scored. So let's see. I don't see any scores at all on the men's side of 23-6A. Elsick is at Hastings, Taylor at Pearland, George Ranch here, George Ranch men's team, rather, is down in Brazoswood, while the Lady Bucks are here, and Dawson is at Strake Jesuit. On the women's side, a partial score, Elif Elsick 9 and Hastings 8. Our score, 34-21. And then that's it. So those are the other scores from the other two games in 23-6A women's play. Hastings at Elsick and Brazoswood at George Ranch. Dawson is off tonight in women's basketball. We'll let you take in some halftime music here. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll update you a little bit and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Yeah! Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, players off the court after their short little warm-up before the third quarter begins. Longhorns lead it by 13, 34-21. High score for George Ranch. Rachel Okoye with 8. On the other side, Macy Legere with 7 points. Longhorns trying to make it a program sweep tonight at George Ranch. Freshmen beat Brazoswood 49-7. JV also a winner 42-36. And the Longhorns trying to make the clean sweep tonight here at Longhorns Gym. Friday, George Ranch is at Hastings High School. And Brazoswood is at home hosting the Lady Lions from Aleaf Taylor. All right, the inbound. We're underway for quarter number 3. Longhorns will be coming towards us left to right across your dial or your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your telephone, however you're listening to us tonight. They'll be coming right towards us, left to right. There's a tie-up for the basketball, and the award goes to George Ranch. Another turnover for the Lady Bucks. Here comes Jaden Dunn across the timeline. Fakes right, goes to her left, gets a pass over to Okoye. Rachel dribbles out top, gives it to Emilian Fowler. Fowler back to Jaden Dunn. In the corner to Okoye, to Gabby Owens down the lane, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Emaya Jackson, her third non-shooting foul. So the Longhorns will inbound. Emilian Fowler will do that to Jaden Dunn. On the far side, Jaden, couple dribbles. And the jump shot is good. Jaden Dunn with 4 points. Jaden averages close to 11 points a game, just 4 this evening here against the Bucks so far. Into the corner to Macy Legere. Out top to Natali Sigler. Her 3-pointer is off the mark. Tracked down by Emilian Fowler to Jaden Dunn. Same place. This one a little bit short. It falls straight down after kissing the iron and into the hands and then out of bounds. Longhorns. Turnover number 6 now. Jackson along the left baseline. kicks it back behind her to Macy Legier. She puts up the air ball. It goes out of bounds into the hands now of George Ranch on turnover number 15. Done. Football style handoff to Fowler coming by. Now to Izzy Little. Little on the left side. Jump shot good. Izzy Little, 6 points. 38-21. Longhorn's biggest lead of the night now is 17. In the corner to Sigler. Sigler to Jackson. Jackson on the right side. And she's fouled, driving on the basket. Foul whistled against Izzy Little. Foul number two. Bucks will inbound at the far end. Looking. Ball into Jackson. Turn around. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Gabby Owens. Put into the hands of Rachel Okoye. And Okoye over to Amelia Fowler. Fowler, Izzy Little, same spot, jump shot, same result. 8 points now, four in this third quarter by Izzy Little. Same spot on the right side, same result. And as we called her name a second time, she knocked the ball out of bounds on the far end. It'll go back to the Bucks, but good D there by Izzy Little. And a turnover by the Lady Bucks. Natalie Sigler standing on the out-of-bounds line when she got the ball in. To Jaden Dunn, to Amelia Fowler. Fowler way out beyond the arc. Fakes a shot. Now to Gabby Owen. Owen to Jaden Dunn on the right side. Dunn's jump shot rims around and comes out into the hands of Lizelle Gonzalez. Gonzalez ahead to Macy Legier. Legier. Back to Gonzalez. She tries to get it outside. Ball stolen away by Okoye. She drives and lays it up and in on the right side. Rachel Okoye with 10, 42-21. Longhorns have doubled up on the Lady Bucks. Around jump shot inside the lane by Tali Montellano. It's off the mark and a rebound again to Okoye. 4:38 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by 21. To Okoye. Rachel picked up over here by Haley Williamson and kicks it back out top to Jaden Dunn. Back to Rachel. Into Fowler. And going down the lane, she's fouled by Lizelle Gonzalez, her first personal foul. Fowler will inbound, looking, and then kicks it way out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives on the left side, puts up the shot, good. Jump shot by Jaden Dunn, 6 points on the night for Jaden. Again, inside the lane to Tali Montellano. She kicks it out top, and the three-pointer is good by Natalie Sigler. She's got 9 on the night. And a timeout called by the Longhorns. Let's update the scoring. 6 for Jaden Dunn, 5 for Amelia Fowler. Savannah Velasquez with 2. 10 Rachel Okoye, 8 Izzy Little. 4 for Owens and Jasmine Howard, and 5 for Jada Howard. On the other side, 9 points, Natali Sigler. 7 points, Macy Legier. 2 points for Haley Williamson and Tali Montellano. Reagan Blank with 4 points so far. Short timeout called by Shalisha Pierce. Probably wants to talk to her forces about the ball and shot distribution with a 20-point lead here on the Lady Bucks in quarter number three. On the far side to Savannah Velasquez in the lineup now for George Rant. Right in front of us here to Jaden Dunn. Cross court to Fowler. In the corner to Jasmine Howard. Howard puts up the shot. Just about a 6 or 8 foot jump shot by Jasmine Howard falls through, 46-24. Another turnover by Brazoswood at the far end. To Velasquez, out top to Fowler, around the horn here to Jaden Dunn. To Fowler, three-pointer on the way. Let's see if she was inside or outside the arc. Looks like inside the arc. Shot still good, 7 points now for Fowler. Natalie Sigler drives the baseline on the right side. It's no good, rebound Montellano. She gets it out top. Briefly to Gonzalez, and the ball is knocked around. Now a scramble and a tie up on the court, and the possession arrow goes to George Ranch. Gabby Owens checks in, and out goes Emilian Fowler. Now Savannah Velasquez will take her place on the far side, get the ball in to Jaden Dunn. Inside 2:50 to play in the third quarter. Down on the baseline, Gabby Owens squares up on the basket, hits a jump shot. Gabby Owens with 6. Down low on the basket, Tally Montellano with the lay-in, easy bucket for the junior forward, Montellana. Out top to Jasmine Howard. Around to Jaden Dunn. Now a lead pass to Jasmine. She takes a couple dribbles, goes inside the lane, puts up the shot. And it was an air ball, and that kind of surprised the Lady Bucks. Somebody put their hands on it, knocked it out of bounds, so the Longhorns will get a reset on this trip down court to Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Velasquez. She drives the lane. Running shot is good. Savannah Velasquez with the running lay-in. 52-26. Longhorns double up again on the Bucks. Offensive foul at the far end against Lizelle Gonzalez, her second on the night. Longhorns inbound in front of Brazoswood's bench. To Howard, to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, down low to Gabby Owen. And a great pass, a great feed to Jasmine Howard, streaking towards the basket. She lays it up and in on the left side. Jasmine Howard with 8 points, her twin has 5. Drive on the basket by Jackson to Montellano, who kicks it out top. And the shot by Natalie Sigler is off the mark. Longhorns throw it all the way down court after picking that one off, and that goes out of bounds. And the Bucks do the same thing at the far end. Checking back in, the 5'6 senior, Tiffany Hinojosa. Jaden Dunn checks out for a bit. Check that, the Lady Bucks retain the ball at the far end to Macy Legere. She puts up a shot. It does not go in, and she's fouled there. At the far end, Macy Legere, 7 points on the night. You can make that eight. She drops in the first free throw. 63% shooter. Macy coming in to tonight's club over 31 games. Three or four right-hand dribbles, and that one goes right through. The net didn't even move on that. 54-28. Savannah Velasquez had the personal foul at the far end, sending Legere to the free throw line. Now Savannah with the basketball, pass down low to Jasmine Howard. Good move in the lane, lays it up and in. Jasmine Howard, one dribble, and a good move towards the basket. 56-28. Shot at the far end, off the glass, into the hands of Velasquez. She'll take it herself down the lane. Little scoop layup, good. Velasquez took it from basket to basket, from end to end. Dropped that one in. Longhorns lead by 30, 58-28. Turnover as Gabby Owens just takes the ball away from the box. Ahead to Velasquez. Gets her own rebound and puts it in from the left baseline. So Savannah Velasquez with 6 points in this quarter, eight for the ball game. 60-28. On a baseline by Jackson. That one is off the mark. That's the end of the third quarter. Longhorns 60, Lady Bucks 28. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolden. Back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the fourth and final quarter in this one between the Lady Bucks and the Lady Longhorns of George Ranch. 9 points on the night for Macy Legere, two by Haley Williamson, nine Natalie Sigler, four for Reagan Blank, and four for Tally Montellano. That is a 28 scored so far through three quarters by Brazoswood. 21 turnovers through three quarters. The Longhorns led in scoring by Rachel Okoye and Jasmine Howard with 10 apiece, 8 apiece for Izzy Little and Savannah Velasquez. Play continues now in the fourth quarter at the far end. The lay-in is good at the far end by Reagan Blank. And she's fouled. She'll try to... Mitchell Okoye with the personal foul. Reagan Blank will try to convert on the three-point play. She cannot do that. It's off the right iron, but kicks left. Rebound back to the Lady Bucks. Three-pointer on the way from Blank. That's off the mark. But again, the rebound by the Bucks. Macy Legere kicks it out to Jackson. And there's a foul there. Jasmine Howard with her second personal foul. No bonus attempts yet for the Lady Bucks, so they'll inbound on the far sideline into Jackson. Jackson drives down the lane, pulls the ball high, then kicks it out to Macy Legere. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Jada Howard. the ball, pushed out of bounds. All right, far side to Howard, around to Okoye. Now down here in the corner to Jada Howard. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, Emiah Jackson. And driving straight down the lane, Macy Legere with 11 points on the night with the easy lay-in. 60-32. 6:40 left in the ball game. Now down to Gabby Owens, and Owens is fouled. Reagan Blank picks up her first personal foul. Going to the free throw line, Gabby Owens, 76% free throw shooter. Gabby with 6 points on the night. First free throw on the way. That one is short, just touches the front iron, falls straight down. Her second attempt on the way. This one a little bit stronger and right on the mark. 7 points now for Gabby Owens. Out top to Jackson. Jackson looks right, now turns around, gives it to Legere. Ball is knocked away into the hands of Owens. Owens drives on the right side and is called for the offensive foul. Number three on Gabby Owens, no basket. 61-32. Shalisha Pierce trying to figure that call out, but the lead of 29 points, it does not matter here, but you know, she's coaching for this game and next game and the one after that. She wants her players to know what does and doesn't make an offensive foul. Three come in, three come out. Gabby Owens, Jasmine Howard, Jada Howard are out. Back in the lineup, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Izzy Little, Rachel Okoye for George Ranch. If we can pick up, there is a George Ranch player wearing jersey number 12, which I don't have on the roster I was looking at. We'll check that out. Shot on its way, three-pointer from Natalie Sigler. Off the mark, rebound to Okoye. In the corner here to Izzy Little. Cross court to Jaden Dunn. That pass almost intercepted. Dunn's shot is blocked. Izzy Little comes from underneath and collects that one to Dunn. Back to Little. She drives on the baseline, lays it up and in off the glass. Izzy Little with 10 points. 63-32. And I apologize, I do not have that player's name connected with jersey number 12 for George Ranch. We'll do our best to find that out maybe during one of the breaks here. 5:10 left in the basketball game. George Ranch 63, Lady Bucks 32. Let's see if we can find out any other scores in 23-6-8 basketball, either men's or women's. Emilian Fowler on the left baseline. Jump shot, no good. Collected off the rim by Macy Legere. Legere dribbles to the right side, has the ball taken away by Jaden Dunn. And Dunn kind of carries the ball. Check that, Rachel Okoye. And the ball is carried out of bounds. So the Bucks will inbound. Ball on the way by Sigler from the left corner. That's off the rim. And touch going out of bounds by George Ranch. So the Lady Bucks will inbound again, this time in front of their own bench. All right, out top to Jackson. She shakes her defensive counterpart. And ball is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. The only other score in 23-6A women's basketball, Elsick 23, Hastings 20. Does not say what part of the game that is. Fowler drives on the basket, puts that one up and in. 9 points for Amelian Fowler. Air ball put up by Natalie Sigler. Into Okoye's hand. She takes it coast to coast. Can't get the right, layup on the right side to drop. Picked up by Jackson. Jackson in the corner, drives into the lane, puts it up, no good. Bounces around on the rim, comes off. Rebound, Rachel Okoye to Jaden Dunn. 3:45 left in the basketball game. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio, live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch. We'll have the men's game on Friday night. Alief Hastings will be here. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame, 7 o'clock, opening tip Friday night from George Ranch. Izzy Little cannot hold on to that ball. Goes out of bounds. Eighth turnover for George Ranch. Again, checking in, 5'6", senior Tiffany Hinojosa. Hinojosa, Izzy Little, Savannah Velasquez, Emilian Fowler. And our mystery woman that we don't have on either of our rosters. And again, we'll try to track that down for you. Kind of embarrassing not to have that ball taken away by Fowler. Fowler ahead, and the ball goes off the hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 9 for George Ranch. Ball knocked around, into the hands of George Ranch on the turnover. To Velasquez, three-pointer on the way. That one is an air ball. Good save by Hinojosa into the hands of Savannah Velasquez, who lays it up and in. Nice job by Tiffany Hinojosa to save that one from going out of bounds. Kind of a tightrope act underneath the basket. Got it back into Velasquez for point number 10 for Savannah. 67-32. Longhorns will win game number 25 out of 30 on the season and number 7 out of 8 in 23-6A play. Lady Bucks will drop to 9-23 and also to 2-7 in league play. Basket at the far end by Montiano. Izzy Little on the putback after the missed shot there. And she's fouled. Did not see who the personal foul was on. Izzy Little at the free throw line. 50% free throw shooter. Little with 10 points so far. You can make that 11 as the first one goes through. Left-handed free throw on its way, and that one drops in as well. Hit the front iron, back iron, and fell right through. 69-34, a couple players in the lane. That one hadn't dropped through, would have been a lane violation, and Izzy Little would have gotten another shot. Timeout called by Doug Watson for the Lady Bucks, 147. Left in the basketball game. Short break here. We'll take it with him. You're listening to live Lady Longhorn varsity basketball from George Ranch. on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch with the final 1 minute 45 seconds on the play clock. And a drive inside the lane by Natalie Sigler. And she's tripped up by Izzy Little. Personal foul number 3 for Izzy Little. Free throw line, 55% free throw shooter is Natalie Sigler. She's got 9 points, and make that 10 as the first one finds a mark. Izzy Little checks out. Jasmine Howard back in the ball game for George Ranch. Second free throw attempt on the way. Good again by Natalie Sigler. 11 points for Natalie, 69-36. Ball, is that my ankle? There you go. Finally got a handle on it. An old man getting the ball back in play. All right, the inbound to Howard, given back to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez inside. Ball taken away. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. 1:10 left in the ball game. Giselle Gonzalez to Macy Legier, who drives the baseline. And a foul committed by George Ranch. Back to the free throw line. Macy Legier with 11 points. She is a 63% free throw shooter in 31 total games. Played by the Bucks this year. First one is good. She'll get another shot. This is game number 32 for the Bucks and 30 for George Ranch. Second free throw is good. Inside a minute to play to Velasquez. Velasquez to Hinojosa. Tiffany drives inside the lane, has the ball pulled away from her, loses control, and a foul near midcourt. Committed by Velasquez, her second, and going to the free throw line at the far end, Lizelle Gonzalez. The freshman guard, a 33% free throw shooter on the year for Doug Watson's club. First one on the way, off the iron, tracked down by Gabby Owens. To Velasquez. Shot from the baseline is good by a player we cannot name at the moment. To Jackson out top. And at the far end, Maya Jackson at the free throw line, 50% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way by Amaya. That one is off the back iron. She'll get another one. Next one on the way. That one bounds around a couple times on the rim and falls off. Rebound into the hands of Velasquez to Hinojosa. She drives the lane, kicks it back out top. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Taken off the boards by Lizelle Gonzalez. Ahead to Natalie Sigler. Sigler loses control. And that's the ball game. Final shot put up well after the buzzer. Longhorns 71, Lady Bucks 38. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. We'll be right back to wrap this one up from George Ranch.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch. When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Back at George Ranch High School to wrap this one up. Final score, Lady Longhorns 71 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood High School 38. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. 12 points, Izzy Little, 10 points apiece. Velasquez, Rachel Okoye, and Jasmine Howard. 9 for Emilian Fowler, 7 for Gabby Owens, 6 points, Jaden Dunn, 5 points, Jada Howard, and we finally track this down. 2 points by Nia Swafford, who is wearing jersey number 12 this evening for George Ranch, and hit the basket in the waning moments of the fourth quarter. Nia Swafford for George Ranch. Leading scorer for the Lady Bucks, Macy Legere with 13, 11, Natalie Sigler, 6 apiece for Reagan Blank and Tally Montellano, and a basket by Haley Williamson. 26 turnovers for the Bucks, 12 for George Ranch. Longhorns now 25-5 on the season, 7-1 in district play. They go to Hastings Friday night, and the men's team from Hastings comes over here to George Ranch on Friday. We'll have that game on the air at 6:45 p.m. with the opening tip at 7 o'clock. Lady Bucks drop down to 9-23 overall, 2-7 in 23-6A play. Final score again, George Ranch 71 and Brazoswood 38. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll catch you on the air Friday night at 6:45 p.m. So long, everybody.